Another one bites the dust, baby. The Teflon Don reigns again. Reign supreme. Can't make nothing stick on this guy now, can we, folks? Special episode here. We're on, what is it, March 22nd, Wednesday. Okay? We had to come address this whole situation, the pending indictment of Donald Trump, which will never happen. Can you make anything stick on this man? Like he said, like I said, the Teflon Don, baby, can't make it stick. Ah, so good. So let's get into some of these, some breaking news here. I've kind of held back a little bit, kind of waited for some of this to play out. It's weird because I actually learned about this just right there after I did this last podcast. I learned about it within hours of doing the last podcast. But yeah, another failed political assassination, you know, another political witch hunt, another failed attempt to, you know, divert our attention from this, you know, disastrous administration, and all the corruption surrounding it. So let's talk about what this indictment was about. First of all, let's just say, I want to say it was Saturday or Friday of last week. Donald Trump came out on Truth Social and said, I will be arrested by Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg on Tuesday, which would have been yesterday. And of course, you know, being that Donald Trump announced that he had actually illegal leaked intel, that he was to be arrested and indicted by this Soros-funded Alvin Bragg. I don't know if you've seen this guy or not, but this dude looks like he, I don't know if you remember the old Conan O'Brien, late night with Conan O'Brien shows. They used to take like the ugliest different features of celebrities and mash them up. And it, I think it was called If They Made It. And it was actually a pretty funny little bit that he did on a regular basis over there. But this guy looks like if Ray J and Neil deGrasse Tyson actually had some sort of mix of genetics. This guy is, anyway, yeah, he is Soros, George Soros funded, and that is somebody I really need to really, I don't think I've gone in depth about this guy. He is a billionaire who kind of spends his money collapsing economies and destroying small countries on the weekends. And he's been going after America for a number of years. One of these dudes that actually threw during the Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots actually was sending bricks, pallets of bricks, to the city street corners just so people would have ammo to destroy the places. And that is what he promotes, is complete anarchy and the destruction of our country and our sovereignty. But yeah. Here we go. The whole thing was the whole lawsuit was about him supposedly paying Stormy Daniels $130,000 of hush money, pertaining to what was supposed to be an affair while he was married to Melania. And you know, all this happened 6 years ago, so I'm a little confused as to like how this is even a thing, because one, the lawsuit, they lost a lawsuit, you know, back then. One, so it wasn't even within the statute of limitations. You know, it's 5 years on a misdemeanor, and this all happened 6 years ago. So one, how do you even bring charges without being within the statute of limitations? I don't understand that. I also didn't understand how, if it was like misuse of campaign funds, how did that happen before he even announced his, you know, campaign? He didn't even announce that he was running for president when all this supposedly happened. But it's crazy because, you know, this is just stuff that the left wants so bad. They would love to see President Trump in handcuffs. And just so you know, I mean, what's the precedent for this? There's never in history been an arrest or a handcuffing of any president, former or current. And mind you, you know, in November of 98, Clinton paid Paula Jones, $850,000, nearly $1 million of hush money, to pretty much be quiet and signed a non-disclosure about, you know, their actual affair, what I believe was a real affair. I don't know that for sure, but I believe that to be true, considering the Clintons are completely corrupt. So, there was never any indictments. There was, you know, that was a non-issue. Not to mention, you know, Monica Lewinsky and the whole Oval Office cigar scandal on top of that. But it's not even illegal to even pay people hush money, apparently. So there is like five different angles. It's like, how is this even a lawsuit to begin with? And then you realize that, and I'm thinking to myself, like, was Trump guilty? Like, initially I was thinking, you know, was Trump guilty, like, of doing something wrong? Why would you pay someone $130,000 if you did nothing wrong? Well, here we go. What happened? Breaking today, just a few hours ago. New bombshell document destroys Manhattan DA's case against Trump. A letter from Michael Cohen's lawyer in 2018 to the FEC declares Cohen used his own personal funds to pay Stormy Daniels, and without the knowledge of the Trump camp or Donald J. Trump himself. So this is Michael Cohen, the lawyer that Trump had at the time, taking his own money and paying it to Stormy Daniels. The Trump camp never even knew it was going out to her. The Trump camp never reimbursed him for this money. Like, he just took it upon himself, because he's controlled opposition, to pay her this money just to kind of, like, you know, create this scandal. And, you know, there's been multiple accounts where Stormy Daniels is actually in interviews denied ever having an affair with Donald Trump and just saying, oh, yeah, we did it all for money. It was a setup. So, and then the party had no part of the transaction of the $130,000 paid to her. And let's think, like, who is this Michael Cohen guy? This dude is, like, disbarred. This guy, he went to jail for perjury, and then he testified before Congress on top of the document that I just told you about, that he paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 without Donald J. Trump's knowledge. And where is Stormy Daniels' lawyer now, this Michael Avenatti guy? This dude is totally defamed. This dude defrauded some clients. This dude's doing a 7-year. I think he's doing 4 years, but I think he was pretty sure he was sentenced to 7 years for shady dealings. Like, so we have a stripper, porn star, okay? We have a defamed criminal lawyer that's currently in jail for the original case. And here's the kicker. And then you have Michael Cohen, the corrupt lawyer on Trump's side. Like, dude, this guy cannot catch a break. You got Trump's own lawyer working against him to kind of, like, create all this madness. And here's the kicker. She lost a defamation suit against Trump sued Stormy Daniels. Like, this is all complete crap, which we now know is. And here's another problem. Okay, so she owes him $300,000, never paid a dime. So right now, Stormy Daniels owes $300,000 to Trump, which is chump change to him, but it's the principle. I mean, it's the fact that, like, dude, there was never any legitimacy to this. And it was just a big old freaking scam from day one. And he actually nailed her on it, and she can't pay him and won't pay him, even though she went outright and said that it was all big setup for money. Oh, wow. Unbelievable. And here's now it's time to arrest somebody, but it's definitely not Trump. It's that Soros funded Alvin Bragg down in over at the, you know, Manhattan DA's office. That dude, literally, he went out of his way intentionally hiding over 600 pages of exculpatory evidence. And you're telling me that this is not one big, huge system against this guy? It's time to put our political differences aside. If you guys give anything, any credibility, care about any credibility of our justice system, of, you know, they want to, this is like some third world, like, banana republic, like, bull crap. And they're always talking, oh, you know, the threat to democracy, you know, the end of democracy. This is literally the end of democracy. If you start persecuting and weaponizing the justice system to go after your political opponents, okay, you are no longer living in a free country, okay? They want us to fight. I mean, that is that the whole they want us to fight. They want civil unrest. They're promoting all this that way they can even further, you know, violate our civil rights and create a police state, essentially. I mean, ever since a good old state sponsored 9/11 happened, when they took down the towers, and I mean, you would think there'd be a little more interest and a little more. It's just like, oh, the JFK thing. The government comes out and admits they killed JFK. And nobody even bats an eye. It's like nobody even flinches. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody pretty much already knew that. But, I mean, the fact that they can come out and say this crap and nobody even, like, I don't understand how there was not a bigger reaction to that. It's just crazy to me. And so state-sponsored 9/11, you know, ushered in the Patriot Act, which completely turned this into a surveillance state, which we're living in currently. This is a full-blown surveillance state. They listen to every damn word that you say, every word that I say. Listen up, assholes. Sorry about my language. Anyway, we're in fifth-generation warfare. This is like psychological warfare. This is no longer bombing each other. This is just straight up inside. I mean, we have enemies of the state, foreign and domestic, like we've never had before. The level of corruption is just insane. And, you know, this is, again, this whole Trump thing was like, oh, let's arrest Trump to freaking get the attention off of, you know, let's throw a shiny object up to make sure that they, you know, that they're not paying attention to the fact that, you know, we just confirmed that China paid the Biden, you know, camp $3 million, and a million of that went directly to their bank accounts. Like, it's super freaking preschool freaking, like, paper trail here. Like, meanwhile, you know, and like I said, they don't want you thinking about Ukraine, China, impending World War III, you know, the failing banking system right now, the Epstein-Maxwell client list. That's like, you know, this January 6th footage that just kind of pretty much legitimately exalted everybody or kind of proves exactly what happened over there. Hunter Biden's laptop, the Chinese spy balloon, like, there's the UFOs they shot down. It's like, whatever happened to monkeypox? Like, it's just one thing after another. It's insane. And it's I'm telling you, it's distraction because they don't want you paying attention. They don't want you catching up with their bullcrap. It's funny. It's like watching somebody just scramble. The left is scrambling. The whole deep state is scrambling right now. And it's funny. It's like, I feel like we've already, like, landed the death blow to the deep state. And it's just taking a matter of time, like, to really sink in and, like, actually, like, be effective on them. They are going down. We're taking them down, folks. The truth is winning, and we are going to prevail 100%. Praise Jesus. God bless America. meanwhile, the most important story that we should all be paying attention to that's getting, I mean, virtually zero attention right now, is how Saudi Arabia and Iran are, for the first time in God knows how long, like I said before, I mean, they have the Sunni and the Shiite Muslims that are, you know, they are absolute sworn enemies. And they are now being buddies. Who brokered this peace deal, you ask? China. Yes, China is brokering a peace deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Sworn enemies. And what is this, like, all about? It's just about, I think it's a big slap in the face to the West, to be honest with you, and to NATO. They're talking about Saudi Arabia right now. Is talking about, you know, they're gonna start using the yuan instead of the U.S. petrodollar now to pay for, you know, all their petro transactions. Where does that leave the dollar? In the craps. That's where it's going to destroy our dollar. Like two-thirds of its credibility is the fact that it's used as the U.S. petro, the world standard. And it has been since 1944, right after we won World War II. Weird about that. And it's weird how, the Federal Reserve, that's when all that went down. And then, it was very clear that the reason they took out JFK was because he wanted to go back to the silver standard. And that ain't going to happen, okay? So they iced him, and now they admit it. So, yeah. But it gets better. You know, not only are they going to be replacing the petrodollar, you know, it's just like, even though they're Saudi Arabia is supposed to be allied with the U.S., but they're just like, the U.S., they see what's going on. They see how shady the U.S. is, and they probably are just like, yeah, we're not going to be a part of that. But there's also discussion of Saudi Arabia and Iran joining the BRICS alliance. What is the BRICS alliance? Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. That's a huge alliance. And what happens if those two countries join the BRICS? Then that's going to mean that pretty much every major oil-producing country in the world other than the U.S., and we're not really producing a ton right now, would be all in the same alliance except for us. And they would, you know, these countries make up half the damn global population. This is huge. And I imagine there would be a level of protections safeguarding Iran from American invasion. And I mean, America has tried to keep nuclear fire warheads out of the hands of Iran for decades. They are a very dangerous opposition. And if weapons of mass destruction were to fall in the hands of this regime, you never know what would happen. But like I said, just keep going. And, you know, nobody use their brain and nobody pay attention to this stuff. Just, you know, keep focusing on those shiny objects they're throwing up there for y'all to watch and to distract you with. Ugh. Okay. Sorry, it was kind of a quick one, folks. I want to say, yeah, we're going to make this episode 13, at least part one. Lucky number 13. But I appreciate y'all being here. I am going to try to make one in a couple days about just some regular stuff, but I really wanted to go ahead and attack this issue about the Trump indictment that is no longer going to happen. Suck it, the deep state. You guys are going to lose. God bless America. Love y'all. Peace.